Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that's all too common among DIYers, oil change fails. Have you ever found yourself in a mess while trying to save a few bucks? Well, you're not alone. Let's talk about a wild case I saw recently that really takes the cake. So here's the scoop. A customer rolled into the shop, and I could instantly see oil everywhere, on the undercarriage, the floor, you name it. Turns out, he tried doing his own oil change, but ran into trouble when he couldn't get the oil filter off. Now, instead of pausing and figuring things out, he thought it'd be a good idea to slap some JB Weld on it. Yeah, you heard that right. And guess what? That just created an oily disaster waiting to happen. Now, you might be wondering, what went wrong with this oil change? Well, when folks can't get the oil filter off, it's usually because it was over-tightened or the gasket stuck. That's pretty common, but using JB Weld, that's like building a pressure cooker and waiting for it to explode. If you finally break that seal, hot oil can spray everywhere, and trust me, you don't want that. We're talking serious burns or worse. Always remember to wear gloves and eye protection when you're under the hood. Now let's explore why. JB Weld makes everything worse. While it's fantastic for certain repairs, like fixing cracks or patching metal, it's a terrible idea for something that needs to come off regularly. It seals everything too tight, filling in the threads and creating a rock-hard surface. And when you finally break that seal, all that built-up pressure releases at once. That's when you get the oil spray disaster we saw here. So if you ever find yourself facing a stuck oil filter, don't panic, and definitely don't reach for the JB Weld. Start with the right tool, an oil filter wrench that fits your specific filter size. Most commonly, you'll be looking at sizes between 64 millimeters and 76 millimeters. If the filter still won't budge, try this method. Grab some penetrating oil. My favorites are PB Blaster or even a mix of ATF and acetone. Spray it around the base of the filter and let it sit for about 15 to 20 minutes. This will help break down any corrosion or seized gaskets. Still no luck? You can carefully apply heat to the filter housing using a heat gun or even a hairdryer. Just don't go crazy with a torch. We're not trying to start a fire here. The gentle heat expands the metal and can help you get that filter loose. And if all else fails, you might have to get aggressive. Drive a long screwdriver through the side of the filter canister and use it as a lever to twist it off. Just be ready with a drain pan because oil's going to come pouring out. Now, let's shift gears and talk about how to do an oil change properly so you don't end up in that sticky situation. First things first, you'll want to gather your tools. You'll need an oil filter wrench, a drain pan, a torque wrench, a socket set, and a funnel for the oil. Oh, and don't forget safety glasses and gloves. To kick things off, warm up your engine for about 5 minutes. This helps the oil drain faster. Just don't let it get too hot. Think warm, not scalding. Once it's warmed up, position your drain pan under the drain plug. Usually a 15 millimeter socket will do the trick. Loosen it slowly and be ready for the oil to flow as you get to those last threads. Next, use your oil filter wrench to remove the old filter. It should come off easily. If it doesn't, remember those tips for stuck filters. When you're prepping your new filter, don't skip this important step. Coat the rubber gasket with fresh oil. This helps create a good seal and makes it easier to remove next time. Hand tighten it until the gasket makes contact, then give it about 3/4 of a turn more. That's all you need. Trust me, no extra tools required. Once you've replaced the drain plug with a new crush washer, you're almost there. Add your new oil. Check your owner's manual for the right amount. Most cars take about 4 to 5 quarts. Start with about 3/4 of that amount, run the engine for a minute, then check the dipstick and top off as needed. Now, let's wrap it up with some common mistakes. I see time and time again, over-tightening that oil filter. Big no-no. Just hand tight plus 3/4 of a turn is all you need. Reusing the crush washer on the drain plug? Don't do it. It's designed for one-time use. And make sure you're using the right torque specs, especially with aluminum pans, which can strip easily. So to sum up, when changing your oil, use the right tools. Don't try to seal stuck filters with JB Weld, and always check for leaks afterward. Before you go, think about this. How much money could you save by doing your own oil changes? With the right knowledge and techniques, you could be looking at a savings of hundreds of dollars a year. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.